Mass. The Roman Missal gives St. Peter's as the station for today. It was a happy thought to choose this basilica, inasmuch as it possesses the tomb of one of the chief witnesses of Jesus' ascension. It is still the stational church, but for now several centuries, the Pope and Sacred College of Cardinals repair to the Lateran Basilica. It is in this venerable church, dedicated by Constantine to the Savior of the world, that is closed our yearly series of the mysteries whereby the Son of God wrought our salvation. In these two magnificent basilicas, as well as in the humblest church of Christendom, the liturgical symbol of the feast is the Paschal candle. It was first lighted on the night of the resurrection, and was to remind us, by its 40 days' presence, of the time which Jesus spent among his brethren, after he had risen from the grave. The eyes of the faithful are fixed upon it, and its light seems to be burning more brightly now that we are about to lose it. Let us bless our Holy Mother Church, whom the Holy Ghost has taught to instruct us and excite us to devotion by so many admirable symbols. Let us glorify our Divine Master, who says, speaking of himself, quote, "I am the light of the world," end quote, footnote, St. John's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 12. The introit is the solemn announcement of today's mystery. It is formed of the angel's words to the apostles. Jesus has ascended into heaven. He is to come down again at the last day. Introit. Ye men of Galilee, why look ye wondering up to heaven? Alleluia. As ye have seen him ascending into heaven, so shall he come. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Clap your hands, all ye nations. Shout unto God with the voice of joy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the Collect, the Church sums up the prayers of her children and beseeches God to grant them the grace of keeping their hearts fixed on their Redeemer and of desiring to be united with him in that home above which he has gone to prepare for them. Collect. Grant, we beseech thee, O Almighty God, that we who believe that thy only begotten Son, our Redeemer, ascended this day into heaven, may also dwell there in desire. Epistle. Lesson from the Acts of the Apostles, Chapter 1. The former treatise I made, O Theophilus, of all things which Jesus began to do and to teach, until the day on which, giving commandments by the Holy Ghost to the apostles whom he had chosen, he was taken up, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion, by many proofs, for 40 days appearing to them and speaking of the kingdom of God. And eating together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but should wait for the promise of the Father, which you have heard, saith he, by my mouth. For John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days hence. They therefore, who were come together, asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? But he said to them, It is not for you to know the times or moments which the Father hath put in his own power. But you shall receive the power of the Holy Ghost coming upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had said these things, while they looked on, he was raised up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they were beholding him, going up to heaven, behold, two men stood by them in white garments, who also said, Ye men of Galilee, Why stand you looking up to heaven? This Jesus, who is taken from you into heaven, shall so come as you have seen him going into heaven. This admirable description of our Jesus' ascension brings the mystery so vividly before us that we almost seem to see the happy group on Mount Olivet. With what affection the disciples gaze upon the Divine Master as they see him rising up towards heaven and stretching out his hand to bless them. Their eyes, though full of tears, are riveted on the cloud which has come between themselves and Jesus. They are alone on the mount. Jesus' visible presence is taken from them. How wretched would they not feel in the desert land of their exile, were it not for his supporting grace, and for that Holy Spirit who is about to come down and create within them a new being. So then, it is only in heaven that they can ever again see the face of Jesus, who, God as he is, deigned to be their master for 3 long happy years, and on the evening of the Last Supper, called them his friends. Neither are they the only ones who feel this separation. Our earth leaped with joy as the Son of God walked upon it. That joy is now past. It had looked forward for 4,000 years, for the glory of being the dwelling place of its Creator. That glory is now gone. The nations are in expectation of a deliverer, and though, with the exception of the people of Judea and Galilee, men are not aware that this deliverer has come and gone again, it shall not long be so. They shall hear of his birth, and his life, and his works. They shall hear of his triumphant ascension, too, for Holy Church shall proclaim it in every country of the earth. 1,800 years have elapsed since he left this world, and our respectful and loving farewell blends with that which his disciples gave him when he was mounting up to heaven. Like them, we feel his absence, but like them, we also rejoice in the thought that he is seated at the right hand of his Father, beautiful in his kingly glory. Thou, dear Jesus, hast entered into thy rest. We adore thee on thy throne, we, thy redeemed, and the fruit of thy victory. Bless us, draw us to thyself, and grant that thy last coming may be to us a source of joy rather than of fear. The 2 Alleluia versicles give us the words of the royal psalmist, wherein he celebrates the glorious ascension of the future Messiah, the acclamations of the angels, the loud music of heaven's trumpets, the gorgeous pageant of the countless fortunate captives of Limbo, whom the conqueror leads up, as his trophy, to heaven. Alleluia, Alleluia! God ascended in triumph, and the Lord at the sound of the trumpet, Alleluia. The Lord on Sinai, in his holy place, ascending on high, hath led captivity captive, Alleluia. Gospel. Sequel of the Holy Gospel according to Mark, chapter 16. At that time, Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were at table, and he upbraided them with their incredulity and hardness of heart, because they did not believe them who had seen him after he was risen again. And he said to them, Go ye into the whole world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they shall drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall recover. And the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God. But they, going, preached everywhere, the Lord working with all and confirming the word with signs that followed. The deacon, having sung these words, an acolyte ascends the ambo and extinguishes the paschal candle, the sweet symbol of our Jesus' presence for the 40 days after his resurrection. This expressive rite tells us of the widowhood of Holy Mother Church, and that we, when we would contemplate our beloved Lord, must turn our hearts to heaven, for it is there that he is to be seen. Alas, how short was his stay here below, and how quickly the time passed! How many ages have gone by, and how many must still come over this poor earth of ours before she can again behold his face? The church languishes after him in this dreary exile of the Vale of Tears, taking care of us, the children her Jesus has given her by his Holy Spirit. She feels his absence, and if we are Christians, we shall feel it too. Oh, when will the day come, whereon, reunited to our bodies, we shall be taken up in the clouds to meet Christ, and be with our Lord forever? Footnote, First Letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 16. Then, and then only, shall we have attained the end for which we were created. All the mysteries of the Word incarnate were to close with his ascension. All the graces we receive are to end with ours. This world is but a figure that passeth away. Footnote, First Letter to the Corinthians, chapter 7, verse 31. And we are hastening through it to rejoin our divine leader. In him are our life and our happiness. It is vain to seek them elsewhere. Whatever brings us near to Jesus is good. Whatever alienates us from him is evil. The mystery of the ascension is the last ray of light given to us by our Creator, whereby he shows us the path to our heavenly country. If our heart is seeking its Jesus and longs to come to him, it is alive with the true life. If its energies are spent upon created things, and it feels no attraction for its Jesus, it is dead. Let us therefore lift up our eyes, as did the disciples, and follow and desire him who this day ascends to heaven, and prepares a place there for each of his faithful servants. Sursum corda, hearts on heaven. It is the parting word of our brethren who accompany the divine conqueror in his ascension. It is the hymn wherewith the angels, coming down to meet their king, invite us to ascend and fill up the vacant thrones. Sursum corda. Farewell, dear paschal torch, that hast gladdened us with thy lovely flame. Thou hast sweetly spoken to us of Jesus, our light in the darkness of our pilgrimage. And now thou leavest us, telling us that he is no longer to be seen here below, and that we must follow him to heaven if we would again behold him. Farewell, loved symbol made by the hand of our mother, the Church, that thou mightest speak to our hearts. The impressions excited within us, as we looked upon thee during this holy season of Easter, shall not be forgotten. Thou wast the herald of our Pasch. Thy leaving reminds us that the glad time is drawing to its close. For the offertory antiphon, the Church uses the words of David, as before the Gospel. She is taken up with this one glad thought, the triumph of her spouse, and the joy it caused in heaven. She would have this joy to be shared in by us who are on earth. Offertory. God ascended with jubilee, and the Lord with the sound of the trumpet. Alleluia. Our desires on this day should be that we may follow our Jesus to life everlasting, and overcome all the hindrances that we may have to encounter on the way thither. This is what the Church asks of God for us in the secret. Secret. Receive, O Lord, the offerings we make in memory of the glorious ascension of Thy Son, and mercifully grant that we may both be delivered from present danger and arrive at everlasting life. Preface. It is truly meet and just, right and available to salvation, that we should always and in all places give thanks to Thee, O Holy Lord, Father Almighty, Eternal God, through Christ our Lord, who after His resurrection appeared openly to all His disciples, and in their presence ascended into heaven, to make us partakers of His divine nature. And therefore, with the angels and archangels, with the thrones and dominations, and with all the heavenly host, we sing a hymn to Thy glory, saying unceasingly, Holy, Holy, Holy. It is the royal prophet who again speaks in the communion anthem. He foretells, 1,000 years before the event, that the Emmanuel is to ascend from the east. Mount Olivet, whence our Lord took His departure to His Father's kingdom, is to the east of Jerusalem. Communion. Sing to the Lord, who hath ascended towards the east, above all the heavens. Alleluia. The faithful people has just confirmed its union with its divine head by receiving the adorable sacrament. The Church asks of God that this mystery, which contains Jesus within it in an invisible manner, may work in us what it outwardly expresses. Post-communion. Grant, we beseech Thee, O Almighty and Most Merciful God, that we may obtain the invisible effects of the visible mysteries we have received.